In 1954, he ordered a mineral identification kit for $3 from a catalog and started prospecting with Max Evans, who was a Western artist. Can you tell me what became of that $3 investment?
Well, my father was an amateur prospector. Mining was the interest that essentially was grounded in love of the Mother Earth and getting out of town in a Jeep with a skillet and a folding table.
So that was a getaway probably from his painting.
Let me relanguage that a little bit. The getaway was not so much from the painting. No, he never wanted to get away from the painting. There was just other things to do in life. Our father was a well-rounded individual. Mm-hmm. You just can't do something all the time. Right. You know, it's good if you have other interests. So his appreciation of the beauty and the culture of the Mother Earth and all of us that live upon it was manifested in his love of rocks and the mining. And there was also some new associations there, possibly some formal mining interests to pursue. But that was never the principal objective.
But in a couple of years, they discovered deposits of uranium, copper.
They did.
And this became a nice financial gain for him, for his family.
Never much.
Oh, not much.
Never much.
So it didn't become something so that he could be independent.
No, it was never an objective of his. I remember he used to come into the house and he'd have those canvas bags. You know, the prospectors have those canvas bags. He'd pull out these bright yellow rocks, pure uranium ore, and run the Geiger counter over it. You know, and we'd touch them, handle them around, put them back in, whatever. There's all kinds of stories about mining deposits in the land and so forth. But when it comes right down to it, our father found a lot of things. And he let them all go. Because, number one, he never wanted to get rich. He always felt like it took him off of his spiritual edge. To get rich means that you get fat and puffy somewhere along the way, and he would have lost his edge. He preferred to be on the leading edge of his life and move in mind, heart, body, spirit into the great mystery and the unknown with who he was and what he had in correlation with spirit. Yeah, he didn't want a bunch of givens and knowns and protections around him. Secondly, I don't think that he ever really intended to pursue any serious excavation and sales of the body of the Mother Earth.
Would he have thought that was a violation?
Not so much a violation as just not the way that he wanted to live.
He wanted to, you said, live on the edge. He was two, three pieces away from, I need this to happen, on that kind of edge. Is that what you're saying?
Well, those things always flicker in and out of the consciousness of a commercial nation. It's unavoidable, but I don't think that it was ever factored very largely. Fortunately, we nearly always had my mother's income to provide stability for the family.
So that was the steady monthly check.
Yes, it was. Right.
Because his work could go up and down.
And he moved with inspiration and also pursued his mining interests. Those were his two principal interests. Call it mining interests is not really correct. It was more just his interest of living back out on the land again, spending a lot of time out on the land.
What was he looking for, though?
Heaven. Heaven.
He was looking for heaven. And?
You step out of town and you're there.
The wide open spaces.
Right. That was his church.
Yeah. He probably out there got inspired to do some great work.
Probably. Or refreshed, at any rate. Right. Renewed.
Didn't he introduce oil painting more to Native Americans? He was the leader of that.
Mm-hmm. Tempera was used more commonly, and then watercolor. He introduced that, and he introduced copperplate etching and the serigraph, or the silkscreen process.